A former Albany County legislator has been appointed to serve on the body once again until November. Democrat Richard Touche was sworn in May 10th to serve the rest of the year in the 37th District. Touche, a former Queenstown board member, served in the legislature from 2015 to 2019 before being defeated by Republican George Langdon of Selkirk, who resigned under pressure after making homophobic comments March 27th at an event billed as a return to liberty under the Constitution, held at a Bible camp in Voorheesville. Langdon issued an apology afterward, but local lawmakers and LGBTQ advocates rallied in Albany and called on the first-term legislator to step down. A special election in November will choose a legislator to fill the rest of the term through 2023. Touche was asked if he would run for the seat again.
That's yet to be determined. Town of Queenmans Democratic Committee will make that decision after the primary.
Minority Leader Frank Moriello had submitted an alternative resolution to appoint Zachary Collins to fill Langdon's vacant seat, but Democrats unanimously voted against the measure.
And what was interesting was it took them a little bit of time to decide who they were going to put in that seat. The legislature has 40 days to appoint someone after a resignation, and we took almost the 40 days. Now, they decided to appoint Rick Touche, and Rick Touche is a very nice person. I have nothing against Rick. I think he's a very good person. But Rick was rejected by the residents of Queenmans. He lost to George Langdon by almost 20 points. Last November of 19. So therefore, you know, we knew the residents rejected him, and we don't feel that, or they don't feel that he was really speaking for them and really represented their values.
Collins declined an interview request. In an email, he echoed Moriello's comments, adding, quote, "My family and I have a long history of service to our hometown of Queenmans, and although I thoroughly enjoy working for the residents of Queenmans as a member of the town council, I am eager to serve those same constituents as their next Albany County legislator." For his part, Touche tells WAMC he has no set agenda other than doing the best possible job for the county and the 37th District.
It was just a week or so ago that I was appointed. So at this point, I'm just going to see what's needed by the town and what's needed by the county.
The full 39-person legislature is next up for election in 2023. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.